Okay, just to understand the inyan of Hoshana Rabbah, what is this the chasima that there is tonight that there wasn't on Yom Kippur, you have to also understand that it sort of breaks with the norm. Like the dinner on Rosh Hashanah was during the day, the chasima, during daylight hours. Right, the chasima of Yom Kippur was also during the day, ended with Ne'ilah. Right, and this chasima is made at night.
Tomorrow night or tonight?
Tonight. The chasima is tonight. The chasima is made tonight, but in course of the day, the pitka is released. But the chosam is made in course of the night. Pretty much ad chatzos, but it's still not solidified. You can play with it, but then after the chosam is made in the course of the night, then the petek is released, but the petek is not doesn't go active until Shmini Atzeres, right? And so that's why even in course of the day, you could still do tshuva and try to change things because the petek hasn't been activated. So of Shmini Atzeres, that's why we daven for Geshem on Shmini Atzeres, that the new shefa of the new year begins to come. It's like the game gets started on Shmini Atzeres.
What happens with
Dev Hanukkah? I don't know Makor for that, what they say that there's till Hanukkah. But yeah, not complaining. There's always another chance of not there being. Right. But just understand, that this is called, that there's the Chosam, and Chosam is made during the night, and that's why we're Mizdaris with the different tikkunim of saying the Mishnah Torah before Chatzos and saying the whole Sefer Tehillim for those who can. But the Iker is to get Mishnah Torah done before Chatzos already. Understand the idea of the Arava. It's Minag HaNeviim, and they didn't want to make it a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah, so they don't make a bracha. It's Minag HaNeviim. And so that's why we don't make a brach on it. Al chibud arava, they want it to be not begetter mitzvah, not begetter mitzvah. It should be chavit velo barich, right? Hit but no bracha, right? And there's the understanding also, right? Why the arava? All right, the arava represents the yidden that have not Torah and not meisim tovim. That's why there's no tam, k'neged Torah, and no reach, right? K'neged meisim tovim. Right, so, so why the arava? Right, this is it's Yom HaRava. Right. So to understand a little bit of all this, there's the we have some unfinished business, obviously from Yom Kippur, because. During the 7 days of Sukkot, aside from the fact that we're sacrificing Shivim Parm Keneged Shivim Umos, but we're also Makif, with the Lulav, and we say Hoshana, save us. Right? Mechlal Deboy Yeshua, there's something that we need to be saved from. It's not over yet. The Nitzachon from Yom Kippur is not complete. So you have to understand, what about Yom Kippur is still not complete. It actually gets completed tonight. And that's this part of the Simcha of Shmini Atzeres. That's the Gemar. Mamish, Atzeres. It's closed. It's closed the circuit. Right, that's, what happens at Hashanah Rabbah is critical in finally bringing things to a close. Right, closure. Right, the Indian that, we have to understand, just in general, talking about the Ribon Shalom's din, right? The din of the Ribon Shalom is not like a din of Basar V'dam, right? The din of Basar V'dam, like American law, right? Reality is reality, right? And the law is superimposed. It's a social contract. There's nothing real, there's no mahut, right, to the laws of the state. It's something that people have agreed upon, right? There's nothing in nature that says that you shouldn't be driving faster than 50 miles an hour, on the highways. It's nothing natural about that, right? It's you can drive any speed you want. The laws of nature facilitate. Yes, we agreed amongst ourselves agreed an idea, right, that, you know, this is as fast as you can go. And same thing with all other things that are called law and order, right, the, you know, reality is whatever it is, and then we have imposed this upon ourselves, and it's artificial. That's not the din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, the din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mamash life itself, right? That the istakol bo raisa ubora alma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from you know, the laws of the Torah created the whole world, and as this we've explained on other occasions, that, you know, we speak about the natural laws as laws, right? You know, the law of gravity, right, and the laws of physics, the laws of biology, laws of chemistry. Because why do we call them laws? Not because anyone ever, you know, agreed upon them, right? We call them laws because they're sharir v'kayim. These things are solid, right? They're solid and they don't change, and you could rely on them. You know, where does that come from? That comes from the midas hadin. That all comes from the olah b'machshava liboros b'midas hadin. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, set up the structure of reality. Right? Of course, you know, you have to allow for some flexibility. So shitiv mabinas rachim ubra'a. Right, but the midas hadin is really the beginning of creation itself, structure. It's the structure of reality. And you know, it's that. So the Baruch Shem's, you know, din is mamish. You know, it's the laws of nature. It's not something artificial superimposed on nature. It's not like, you know, nature's and the Baruch Shem cramped our style with the mitzvahs that he gave us. No. These mitzvahs are life itself. So ki chayecha v'rachem, we say ki hem chayenu, right? You know, read today in the Mishnah Torah, ki chayecha, right? U'bacharta b'chaim, it's called life. To go with Torah, it's called life. Right? That's what the Gemara means in Bobasa, called dayan shedan din emes la'amito nasa shutef la'akorish baruch hu b'maisa b'reishas. Right? If a dayan that meets out din Torah properly, he's a partner of God in creation. Because din Torah really is the law of life. Right? So we have to realize something, right? That the two themes of Rosh Hashanah, right, which kicks off this whole season, that's coming to a final closure with Hoshana Rabbah. It's one long process, as we're going to explain. Right? So we know that there's two themes in Rosh Hashanah, really three. Right, two that are three. Right, there's that the world is being renewed, Hayom Haras Olam, right, as if, you know, it's a new beginning, Rosh Hashanah. Right, it's also Yom Adin. Right, and part of it being a Yom Adin is, you know, what fits into this also is being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, and you know, these aren't disjointed ideas. They're actually all, you know, different angles of the same idea, right? The Ribon Shalom's law is life itself, right? And it's coming to, make a new beginning, a new year. So just like originally, the Bria started with Ola b'machshava b'liboros b'midas hadin, that's how the new year starts also, with midas hadin. It's building a new year. And everything's open for reevaluation. But you got to realize that, you know, the new year, you know, and the midas hadin that's passing on the world, it's mamash the pshat to restructure and reformat reality, right? And all of reality is like silly putty in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What gives it structure and strength that it seems firm is because of the midas hadin. Because he legislated, it should be like this and like this, and because there's all gzeiroso yisborach in how things run, that's why things seem strong. Same things like natural law, and it is natural law. The laws of nature stands on midas dino yisborach. Right? So, and you know, so every time he's coming to renew, you know, the world on another annual cycle, it has to start with midas hadin. If there's going to be any solidity to it, any structure to it. Right? And the fact that the din is upon us, Hare Yesh Lahakshos, it's Midas Hadin, Kol Boy Olam, Ovrim Lefanav Kibnei Moron, right? We should be enlisting any goy that's willing to listen to join the effort. It's Yom Hadin, right? And only Klal Yisrael knows it's a Yom Hadin, because it's not even written in the Torah Shebichsav. It was hidden in the Torah Shebaal Peh, right? In Chumash, you wouldn't know that Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Hadin. You would think it's something that, you know, all of mankind should be aware. So they should, you know, gather forces of all decent people, right, to, you know, be motzachein b'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that everyone, you know, the whole world should be, you know, nechtav and nechtam, you know, for a Shana Tova. Right? But the idea is like this, right, that the everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is only for Klal Yisrael. It's only for Klal Yisrael. Right, the and the that's why, you know, only Klal Yisrael is a player, right, in this, you know, effort to refashion and redesign the world. The Goyim are not players in that game. Right, so the Midas Adin will, you know, befall them like the Midas Adin will also befall how many crops will grow and also what will be the animal population. Right? You know, they're subject to the to the final outcome, but they're not players in determining how the din milechatchila will be legislated. They don't have a shurish there. We're the players in that game, right? That the din on Klal Yisrael, right? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Dafka Klal Yisrael aware that it's a Yom HaDin, and we have to be mizdares, you know, to be mamlechim, because the whole Bria, you know, the reason, another reason, I'm going to say why the Bria is built in that surah, right, that the Midas HaDin is the structure that upholds reality, is because there's another definition to existence. You know, another. It's really the only definition of existence. How do you define existence? Malchus. Right, the whole existence, whatever God created, you know, it is His kingdom. That's what it is. Right, and that's, you know, well, what it you know, what's brought down in Svarim. That, you know, that nekuda that emerged as a result of the original Tzimtzum, that nekuda is Malchus. You know, everything that exists is, you know, how do you define existence? Define existence. The definition of existence is Malchus. Malchus o Yisborach. And the Pasuk says, Melech b'mishpat yamid eretz. Besides, dina de Malchus adina. Right, it's a kingdom, and there's the laws of the king. Right, that's how... You know, that's what may, you know, the tzura of Malchus is that, you know, the Malchus is everything that's subject to the laws of the king. So since the whole metzias of existence is Malchus, right, and that's how this all fits in Rosh Hashanah. It's the day of being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a Yom HaDin, and it's the day that the Bria renews, and all these things are just different angles of the same idea, right? Because the reality is his malchus, and the way a melech reigns is b'mishpat, and this mishpat is what, you know, he mispalo b'shloima shel malchus, shel mole malchus ish Yisrael chayim blo, law and order. Got to respect the flag, right, law and order. It's a horrible thing. They want anarchy, right? It's a nice, right. Right, and that's what renews, but only, only Klal Yisrael is the player in this game. It's an amazing thing. Bereshis b'shul Yisrael shenikru reishis. It's all tell you how much Am Yisrael's makaba HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the melech. Right? You know, they're not players in this game, and that's the sort of atem kruim adam vena akum kruim adam. Nefesh HaChaim writes, you know. And that's what it means. You know, we're the ones that, you know, our meisim have global effect. The goyim, you know, they have mitzvahs and averus. They get rewarded and punished what they do, but their mitzvahs and averus don't refashion reality, right? And even when they get their own onish, right? Sometimes, sometimes they get it like sort of collectively in a world-shaping way, that the whole world is affected. Right? We call that puronius, right? For instance, hurricanes, forest fires,
earthquakes,
right? And, you know, the Ribbono Shel Olam didn't just, close cheshbonos with them individually. He did something that had a global effect. And this is what Chazal say, Ein puronius ba le'olam ela bishvil Yisrael. The fact that there was something global about it. It wasn't Stam HaKadosh Baruch Hu being porei achov that he has with individual shayim. He consolidated it in a certain world-shaping event, something global. So that's all Bishul Yisrael, right? That we should take Musar. You know, once it reaches global, and it's not just, you know, giving each individual just desserts. Whenever it reaches anything global, it's that's Klal Yisrael's game. So even if he's manish the goyim in a tzura that's global, that's poronius ba'al la'olam, it's b'shul Yisrael. Everything is b'shul Yisrael. Right? We're the players in this game. Right? So, you know, this is... is more material for them. More material for them to be makatrig on us. Right? Because there is, how good are we? But it's also, why us and not them? You know, why were we made the players that everything in the Bria is hinging on? Right? You know, why us and not them? Are we really better? That's because, you know, this cranks up the scrutiny on our maisim so much more. The sov svivav nisra mod, because we're medaktik in svivav kachut asaira. Because, you know, we're in this elevated position. Right, and that gives us greater responsibility, and therefore the kitrugim of the goyim get we're in a much more difficult position, because they're not just talking about, you know, what we've done, but also why we're in the special position that we're in. Do we really deserve it? Right, but the understanding the process, what it means, Barosh Hashanah yichaseivum ubiyom tzom kippur yechaseivum, right, that the chasima is on Yom Kippur. What's changing, right? As I say, you know, you could do tshuva and you could write something else. No, it's like ksiva and chasima. Right? But you got to realize, based on what we're saying, that really the emergence of the Ribon Sham's din and gzeris is really the Bria going from potential to actual. It's a process of emergence. The Ribon Shel'Olam's din is life itself. Right? He's being Geyzer Chaim. Right? We just, the shallow mind looks at the negative side of the Midas HaDin. It doesn't give you as much as you want. You don't realize that it's legislating life. It is what gives, it is what's holding up reality. You mean Besod, the laws of nature, that's all Mishtal Shel from Midas HaDin. Right? And that means an amazing thing, right? That as the din is going through the process of, as we're going to explain, you know, ksiva to the chasim of Yom Kippur, to the chasim of Leil Hoshana Rabbah, to the Mesiras HaPetek, you're talking about the new reality of the new year going from potential to actual. It's being born. Rosh Hashanah is the conception, right? It's the as we're being pregnant with the new year. And then there's the stages of its emergence, right? You know, so that the chasima of Yom Kippur, right, is the pshat is that now this has been endorsed, but it's moving it another step towards, you know, being from theory to being not just theory, but as it were, you know, this is going to be the plan. That's what it means. It gets solidified that there's not ideas. Now there's going to be, nechtam means that this is going to be the tfus of reality. So now when you want to imprint something, you have to do the Bria at the end of, Leil Chavtes, Leil Chavtes, at the end, Motzoi Chavtes Elu, right, as Rosh Hashanah's come in, the whole last year expired. And the Bria you see in front is just a piece of silly putty. It just looks cosmetically the same to the world that we used to know, but it's only cosmetically the same, right? And its whole new tzura is rofef, right? You know, it's waiting to get its new tzura imprinted upon it, right? On Rosh Hashanah, there's the ideas, right? And we have until Yom Kippur, right, to try to add sentences to the commands, add new programming, correct programming, right? The chasim of Yom Kippur is the pshat that it becomes a chosam. Now it becomes a press that's going to be imprint. Right? It goes from being theory to being a chotam that's going to now put its imprint on reality. Right? But when you're talking about a chosam, you're talking about two things. Right? The imprinter and the imprinted, right? There's the press and there's the thing that is pressed, right? The tfus and the matbea, right? The thing that actually gets imprinted upon, right? And that's the unfinished business that there still is after Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur made the chasima, right? It made the chotam, right? You know, and then now this is, you know, what's going to be the tzura of how next year is going to look, right? It still has to be imprinted. And that's the second chosam, right? There's the tfus, that's called the chotam. And then there's the, you know, in the modern Hebrew, they call it chotemet, right? Right? That's what they call modern Hebrew. It's not, but there's the chotam, and then there's the chotam as in the imprint that's received. Right? And so now you know. So now you could understand, you know, already put together the pieces yourself. Right? Why the chosam of Hoshana Rabbah is at night, whereas the din of Rosh Hashanah is during the day, and the chosam of Yom Kippur is made during the day. Right? Because what we're trying to accomplish in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is, you know, they want Gzeira Tov from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to be Nechtav L'chaim, that he does, right? We want to be Nechtam L'chaim, that he does, right? You know, he's making the rules, and then he's deciding to to solidify it as a Chotem that's going to make the Tzura, it's going to imprint upon reality, that new Tzura, what's going to be the Tzura of Tavshin Ayin Ches, right? But then there's, you know, when does actually the world get imprinted? So there's the Mashpia, and then there's the Makabel, right? And we know that that's the difference between the sun and the moon, right? The sun is the Mashpia, it's the one that emanates light, right? The moon just receives the light, right? Yeah, it reflects the light of the sun, right? And we know that that's our cosmic role, Knesset Yisrael. Knesset Yisrael is Nimshal Levana, we're Monel Levana, right? You know, so Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's, you know, doing the chasima on his side of things. But the imprint on reality, right, that happens on Leil Hoshanah Rabbah. That's the chosam of tonight. That the midah of Malchus, which is us, we're his Malchus. The whole Bria in general, right, is called his Malchus. But Am Yisrael was singled out to be called his Malchus per se. That's our, and that's why we're the globalists, right? And only we're allowed to be the globalists, right? Not them, right? That's our job. That's why the UN is TRAFE. They're trying to take our job from us. We'll be the ones who determine the global order, right? Right. Hashem lemelech hakol aretz. Hashem lemelech hakol aretz. Duch malchus Yisrael, right? Duch malchus Yisrael. The UN is what's left of Migdal Bavel. That's a fake unity. Right. Nothing good about it. But the that's it. You know. But midas malchuso yisbarach Am Yisrael and Am Yisrael bechlau and David Melch befrat, who is tonight's Ushpizin, as we're going to explain, right? You know, that's us. That's us, and that's the levana, right? So this is the chosam that's made. That this is the chosam halavana, kayadua. Right, and a person could, you know, as the Ramah brings the Shulchan Aruch, what's already from the Kadmonim, you know, you can have signs of what's going to happen to you, right? Your shadow that's cast by the light of the moon, right? Well, you're not supposed to, he says, Tom Tiyan, you know, because Daiga is, you know, it makes your mazel worse. You know, you shouldn't do it because it may cause you to worry, but.
Shouldn't check.
I mean, but Chassid Mar Shmas used to check as a Meister brought down from the Kadmonim. Someone didn't see his head, you don't see your head. It has to be like a shadow from the light of the moon, Mom. Street lights don't count. No, street lights. No.
You have to go out.
And that's the problem. No, you have to go out somewhere like, or there's like no street lights. You have to, that's where you have to go. You have to go out, you know, to the fields or something. And
I've tried this.
Yeah. No, if your head's missing, you know, you're a goner. But as we said, you know, we'll get more into it. That, you know, the Kadmorim say, a person went out and checked, didn't see his head, but he did tshuva in course of the whole day of Hoshana, because the tshuva you could do all day long, as we're going to explain, right? Even though the chosam is made at night, but the tshuva you could still do all day long, because the petek doesn't go active until Shmini Atzeres. Right? So in Leil Shmini Atzeres, he looked, you know, checked himself again, B'tzal Yarech, and saw his tzelem complete. Right? That's a Ramban on the Pasuk Sar Tzilam Me'aleim. Right? You know, the Meraglim, you know, saw that the you know, the Knanim, you know, and the shadow, you know, that the moonlight cast, they didn't have, you know. Sarat Sila Me'alem.
That was in time was old.
Yeah, it doesn't know. It just means that, you know, the idea, you know, in general, it's the idea in general, the tzel. You know, so tonight's the tzel of the Arech. But, you know, but getting back to the, getting back to our point, right, that the chosam that happens tonight is that, you know, the din gets imprinted onto reality. Now, so it means that the chosam of Yom Kippur wasn't full actuality yet because it hasn't been imprinted. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chasdav gave us the mitzvahs of Sukkah and Dalad Minim, you know, to sweeten things, that when the imprint finally happens, because until it's la'achar ma'isa, right, you could still change things. Like the famous quote, we have this in Hilchos Tefillah also. If a person is about to measure a silo, he could say, Yirach Yisach Bracha Begorin Zeh. If you measured already, it's too late. You're talking, you want to change history, you can't change history. You could daven only moving forward. So even though you say it's the same grain, whether you measure or not, no, it's, you know, until it's post facto, things could still change. So until you count it, you could still daven, right? Yirach Yisach Bracha Begorin Zeh. Even though you're not picking anything new, right? Once you measured already, you know, it's lachar maisa. Lachar maisa, it's, you can't daven to change history, right? So until Hoshana Rabbah, right, the imprint of that chosam of Yom Kippur hasn't been received into the Midas HaMalchus, right, as it were, put into, you know, the Kli Kibul per se. And that's the second seal. That's the second seal. The seal of the Mekabel being nechtam by the Chotam. Right, that was created on Yom Kippur, you know, b'schus, you know, whatever tshuva we did. And that's why things could still be improved, because things are not over yet. Right? So now, we'll get back to this in a second, but just to finish the idea, after the chotam is imprinted, that's when the petek is released. Because now it's been finalized. And now you have to give the marching orders to all the kochos of the Bria to now follow. That's what means mesiras ha-petek. Right now, the marching orders come out because, you know, the final seal has been made. This is the tzura that the Bria has to conform to. So that's why the petek goes out, and the petek goes out in course of today. But does the petek doesn't go active, right? As it were, the orders are not, you know, are not executed. The orders are issued. They're not executed until Shemini Atzeres, and that's where, of course, if it's all good, that's the end of the Tefillas HaGeshem that we daven on Shemini Atzeres, then now the Shefa starts coming down. The new Shefa, it's the Geshem, the Shefa. Now it's being, we're starting to be Makabal, the Shefa B'Poel. Right, and that's what happens on Shemini Atzeres, the Petek goes live, and that's why if Shemini Atzeres already, you can't, too late to change anything. Of course, Tshuva always helps, but things weren't, you know, so malleable as they were before. Right? But now there's a special Gemara din over here that the chosam is now being received, and the chosam again, you know, it the chosam is on Knesset Yisrael, and from Knesset Yisrael it trickles down to the rest of the Bria, because everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does cosmically, his whole kli that he works with is Knesset Yisrael, and what he does through and his whole ikar esik is niflo secho machshavo secho elenu. His whole ikar esik is with Klal Yisrael, and the whole world just gets shuffled around as you know, by ripple effect, right? And what we get tonight is our chosam, right? So there's a whole nother avoda over here tonight, but that's why it's at night. It's the din of the Mekabel, you know, the din of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is the mashpia. That's sunlight. Sunday, you know, Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Mashpia, right? You know, but tonight is the Mekabel, the moon, right? The Midah of Malchus is being Mekabel, it's Chosam, right? And it's Besod Simeni Kechosam Alibecha. Now, there's a whole lot of voted tonight. It's also not just cosmically, but in the individual that we're trying to explain, right? That we're getting imprinted tonight, or we have to show ourselves that we're worthy to be imprinted, being branded, that we belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because, you know, as we read in Mishnah Torah tonight, Nobelubchem Bachar Hashem Bachem, Ki Atem Amat Mikol Amim. But really, it's a really kasha. The Rebbe Rosh took the smallest of nations to worship him. Wouldn't have been Roy. You know, there's only, you know, a few million of us, and there are billions of them. Right? Wouldn't have been more royal, you should have chosen them, right? You know, get cumulatively a lot more done, right? You know, who would have done, you know. And of course, who chose us, even though we're the mat mikol amim. But there's a lashon of Chazan that, ki atem hamat mikol, sh'atem mam'item es atzmachem lefanai. You mitigate yourselves before me, you know. Right? Sounds like hamor ha'kotten, right? The moon, right? Miu talavana, right? Right, that our being small is connected how the moon itself is small. Right, this you know, and that smallness is it's a milo also. It's what needs fixing. That, you know, that smallness that needs to be expanded. And we want via Arlevana Korachama in the future. We'll find that the Makabel should be as big as the Mashpia. Right, so where it says Shem Yonasi Tomasi, Al Tikra Tomasi El Toomasi Lo Ani Gedol Mech Lo Gedol Mimeni. And that's all besod via Olavana Korachama, that Knesset Yisrael will be able to reflect all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light. But you know, that's the miut that's a challenge. But there's also the miut that's not just our challenge, it's our mission that we have to try to expand and build up the mita called Malchus Shemaim, that's called small. Right? The mita of Malchus is called small, that's the Levana, it's called small. Morakon, we have to build it up. We have to build up Malchus Shemaim. And David Melch, tonight's Ushpizen. Right? Sometimes we, you know, he didn't live a very long life. But not only that, now he did not live a very long life, lived 70 years. Besod, the seven lower midas that need building up, right? That are all, you know, the Malchus is the point center of them. But it's more than that. He lived borrowed life. He lived on borrowed time. He was a Nepho. Right? He was meant to be a stillborn child. Adam Arishan donated 70 years of his life to him. Now that's Niflamot. So first of all, you understand that, you know, the Malchus of Adam really passed to David HaMelech. David HaMelech was built out of years of Adam Arishan. Right? But that's a fact that David HaMelech, you know, lesle migarme klum. He didn't have any of his own life. Even his life is on loan. And that's like what you find also about the Midah of Malchus. It gets built up by Yibum. Right? You know, from Yura and Tamar, Yibum as it was in customary, you know, before Matan Torah. Right? Mm-hmm. Rus and Boaz, correct. Right? It gets built up, you know, that there is Lahakim L'Achiv Shem. Right? Your brother didn't leave a She'eris of his own. You have to, right? You know, import. Sense of, you know, no sense of self. Right, you're living on borrowed time. Right? You know, on gifts from others. You don't have your own, you know, egen or zich, right? Sense of self. Right? and that's, you know, the Gemara says in Perek Chelek, Emasai Bar Nafli. Asi, when is Bar Nafli? When is Mashiach coming? You know, why are you calling him the son of the Nepho? You know, why you call it son of the Nepho? Right, so ask him, you know, well, why you call him Bar Nafli? He says, because I'll pee the pasuk. Bayama hu akim es sukas David hanofals. Right, on that day we'll raise up, you know, the falling tent, right, of David. Right, and which is made into our harachaman. Rachman yakim es sukas David hanofals. It's called sukas David hanofals. Right, that's why Mashiach is called Bar Nafli. So we should call him Bar Hukam. Right, as the, you know, the Radziner asks, you know, Bar, no. That's his chisaron, but that's his milo also. It's like the Levana, it's small, right? But that's its chisaron, but that's also its milo, right? That's what the Gemara says in Chulin, that after HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mait the Levana, Mara Kotten, right? You know, so Levana complained. It said, Tzadikim Yikar al Shmech. Tzadikim will be called Ketanim also, right? More brings to Pesukim, you know, Avasalam were called, you know, Katon, right? Yaakov was called Katon, right? Just like the moon. Right? The Indian is like this, right? Because the constant critique that we have from the Goyim, right? Why are we better than them? Why are we? If we're going to go mitzvah versus mitzvah, we're never going to finish this competition ever. It's simple. Right? They can always make a comeback, right? do some type of massive, magnanimous, you know, chesed or something, right? And that's what they taina, you know, lasid lavo. Ribosh, if you were giving us mitzvahs, you know, so we know it's why they get sukkah, lasid lavo. You know, dafka sukkah is a mitzvah that they were potter from. We just show how they're pretty bitter about it. They kick. What's pshat in that? They kick the sukkah. Now that's the test. They say, tana me rosh v'nasena, I'm going to give you a mitzvah katana, you know, mitzvah kala. Because back then, it was a bochi soron kiss, you know, whatever. But the, right. Maybe loss of love also by the end of time also, right? It's an bachi saron kiss, right? It's a mitzvah kala, right? And they're potter. And they're potter. It's very interesting. It's very interesting that the final competition will be with sukkah, right? And it's how they handle being potter from the mitzvah, how they handle being potter, not how they're mekayim, right? That's a double nifilis bonin, right? But the pshat is like this, because, you know, other gemaras right there in the same area in the first parak of Avodah Zarah talk about how they, you know, time they demand to be paid for all the good that they did. We did shvakim, we had, commerce and gesharim, we billions, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, and all the good things they want to be paid for. And Akrosh says, no, you did it legarmayu. They did it for themselves. You did it for yourself. You didn't really do it for me. You didn't do it for Malchus Shemaim. You really didn't do it for Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael benefited also. But you're mechavin for yourself. You're mechavim for yourself, right? On the competition of who does more, that's a competition that can't be nisbarer, you know, ever, conclusively, right? Because give them another chance, maybe they'll do more, right? But then there's something else, you know. How do you identify? How do you identify? What type of person are you? How do you view yourself, right? In a competition of doing, let's just extend the time to game. You know, it's beyond 6,000 years. The competition could go on forever. Who does more good? The competition could go on forever, right? Right. Well, you know, the final Yeshua that takes us out of the Kitrugim, right, is not because of what we do. Even though we do very admirably also, and that's what actually the Dalet Minim represent, our power of can do. That's why it's Lachem Mishalchem, and it's your Noitel, and it has to do with Kishem Hashem Nikra Lecha. The Dalet Minim represents our can do, right? You know, and we do a lot, and that's, you know, the Tamim that there are, you know, the Tam, the Reach, our Torah, and our mitzvahs. But that's not enough. That's not enough. Because, like I say, they could always say, give us a chance, we'll outperform Klal Yisrael. Give us another time, we'll outperform Klal Yisrael. Right? And also, you have to understand that if it's an issue of performance, it becomes a quantitative competition, not a qualitative difference. More or less. Well, right? You know, to really win, you know, you have to make it like you're qualitatively different, not quantitatively different. You know, that was their taina. Give us mitzvahs also. Right? So, as we've already said, he gives them sukkah, dafka sukkah. Right, not the Dalet Minim, right? Because Dalet Minim represents our can do. He wants to show them something else. Issue of self-perception, right? You know, Klal Yisrael just wants to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Likuda, right? We don't have any independent self sense of self that I want to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu so I can profit and I can gain. And I'll get pleasure, or I'll get olam haba. Everyone knows that, you know, you're not supposed to be oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu that way. You're supposed to be oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu lishma, me'ava, oseh sans v'pnei shu emes. Right? And that's the difference between avoda lishma and shalo lishma is not a quantitative difference. It's a qualitative difference. It's an issue of, you know, what type of person are you? What are you living for? Right? Am Yisrael lives for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? And we serve him because that's what he wants. And we serve him even if, in the end of the day, you know, we'll fail, because you have to understand, when you have Tariq Mitzvahs, you're playing with fire, right? Because you have now more responsibility, right? Yeah, you holy up, you lalo saladas, that it's possible, I'm not saying it will ever happen, but you understand that it is theoretically possible. That a person will lose out by being Jewish. A person will lose out. right? You know, for sure, this is what we tell Gerim. You know, we'll try to dissuade him, say, you know, it's like, you know, right now you have seven mitzvahs, you know, you could be easy for you to be on the top of your game. Now, right? No, we tell him that. No, it's just tarek mitzvahs, you know, and you pay for everyone you do wrong. Right? Right? But a yid doesn't care. Right? You'll accept the consequences of being Jewish, even if, in the end, it'll wind you up in Gehenna, theoretically. I'm not saying it'll ever happen. Right? Theoretically, it causes greater responsibility. It's also much more, you know, much more room to go wrong. Right? Now, it won't happen because, of course, it was chafetz leitiv, but, you know, but yeah, it could theoretically work out that way, but the yid doesn't care. Right? He's just in it to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not into Judaism because it actualizes my potential. I'm into Judaism because it's just what I am. I'm HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus. I am his Malchus. He's my Melech and I'm his Malchus. Lesli migar miklum. Like the moon. Moon does not have any of its own light. The moon is not, you know, working with the sun to increase his light. Right? Just is, you know, that's what I am. I'm a reflector of the sun's light, right? I'm a reflector of the sun's light, right? And that's what it means, you know, the midah of Malchus, you know, lesla migarma klum, has no sense of self. That's the sun. Dever Malchus is a nephil, no life of his own. And it's built up, that Malchus is built up through Yibum, right? A sense of, you know, no independent sense of self, right? What's me? I'm Malchus Shammai. He's the Melech and I'm his Malchus. That is, right, what's the difference between us and them. And once that's, you make that clear, it makes no difference how much good they do. They could do good. They do good and do good and bring so much benefit, but it's all the garmayu of it. They all do it for themselves. And that's why they got frustrated when they became part of Sukkah, because they were doing it to profit, right? So even though oynes rachmona patre, we know the halacha is oynes is lav kamanda of it. Right? You don't get paid. Right? Your contractor says, I didn't build your house that you paid me in advance for. Right? Because my wife had a baby, you know. Right? I just, you know, this throws everything out of whack, you know. So can't do anything for 6 months. Right? Right? So I didn't build the house. Yeah, so I'm an onus. He doesn't keep the money. He may be potter from penalties if you stipulate penalties, but he doesn't keep the money. They wanted sukkah to make profit. So they were potter from sukkah, but they didn't make the money that they want. So that's why they kicked the sukkah. As if I didn't gain, so bishul mazetov. That's why Klaisel doesn't kick the sukkah on the way out. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want me in the sukkah, he denied me the opportunity to serve him. I accept that. Right? And that's the final Yeshua. Right, the final Yeshua, and that's the avodah of tonight. You know, with receiving the chotam, the bria is receiving its chotam, but of course, you know, it's first imprinted on Klal Yisrael. But it's also you're also on the other end, being imprinted with your badge of honor. So it's a time of tshuva. It's a time of tshuva because it's you wanted that it should be imprinted in the best possible oven, because while it's still happening and it hasn't. It's not in the past yet. It could still be augmented to be al atzara yoyser tov, because there's always more room to daven, more room to do tshuva when things are still happening and they're not in the past yet. That's why dirshu Hashem bi motzu el asar yom from Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It's time when tshuva is most expected, most accepted. Now, why? Should have done tshuva beforehand, before Yom Adin. Because the pshat is the whole bria is being refashioned now. That's why everything's easy to reevaluate. Things are still happening. So it's very easy to stretch things, right? Fix things. No, it's between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the bria is mamish silly putty. It's mamish the time that you could, easily, make up for things done wrong and put things right moving forward. And the same thing is tonight, because it's happening now, and now is the time to daven, and because tomorrow night will be too late. Right, but going in steps, tonight the chosam is made, and then the petek goes out in response to the chosam, because now, the plan has been imprinted on reality, and then the petek goes out, and that in course of the whole tomorrow, that's why you can still do tshuva tomorrow, because the petek hasn't been delivered yet. Right? It goes active on Shmini Atzeres. Right? But talking about the big tikkun that happens dafka tonight. That's, you know, it's only tonight. It's not tomorrow. Tomorrow the petek is still in transit, so we could still be mamtik things until the petek goes live and they start acting upon the petek, which is on Shmini Atzeres. Right? But the chosam is made tonight. It's the end of tikkun leil Hoshana Rabba. The moon is getting its seal. The Makabo, Knesset Yisrael, that's Nimshel Kalavana. That's why we say by Kiddush Levana, David Melch Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. Chai V'Kayim, even though he's a Bar Nefli, right? Because Chai V'Kayim, because he has the real life. Besod V'atem Dvekim B'Hashem Elokeichem, Chayim Kuchem Ayom. The Chayim of B'charta V'Chayim. No sense of Chayim of his own. Only his life is our life. Literally, Ki Heim Chayinu Baruch Yameinu. Right? The Torah is our life. And so, you know, this imprint of the Bris Kedush is also, it's also a badge of honor that for Klal Yisrael. Besod simeni kechosam alibecha, right? The idea that just by virtue of being Jewish, we belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, regardless of what we do, right? Our sense of self, right, is that he's the Melch and we are his Malchus. We have no other sense of self, right? And that's ke'atem mam'itim es atzmechem. Amorakon, that we negate, we lessen our sense of self, and we identify, right? We identify as Malchus Shemayim, right? And when we get that clear, that just puts us on a different plateau than the goyim, right? Because as much as they do, and do, it's all legarmayu. They're just doing it for themselves, and we just do it for Him, and that's why it's the day of the Arava, right? The simple Jew, because it's about, you know, not. Let's put aside what you do, because the competition between who does more good could go on forever, theoretically. Could go on forever, and even forever, it'll always just be a quantitative difference, not a qualitative difference. Right? On Hoshana Rabbah, the big Yeshua is that Klal Yisrael shows we are Malchus Shemayim, and we don't identify in any other way. And when you identify, now you're getting your seal, you're being branded. You know, just like, you know, the imprint of the programming for the new year is also our badge of honor that we're branded with, that we belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's called getting our second seal, and the Svarim liken it to Hilchus Kashrus, Chosam B'Toch Chosam. That's a Shtein Svarim. Besod, and that's a Dover Nifl is Boni. You can understand why you need Hoshana Rabbah to get to Shmini Atzeres. Right? Understand the Amkus of it. That, you know, Chosam B'Toch Chosam, now you could transport meat, you know, and it could theoretically be out of the hands of a mashgiach, but now it's, because it's double sealed, as doubly identified, you could theoretically buy it in Costco. Or you buy your kosher, you know, if it meets the criteria of chosam b'toch chosam, you know, it's not, as the simonim that are requisite, right? It never, so even though it's not in the hands of Yisrael anymore, it still never loses its identity. It's kosher meat. It's kosher meat wherever it is. It's sealed and protected, right? All right, during the 7 days of Sukkot, we have to hide, as it were, in the Sukkah from the Kitrug of the Goyim. Because Rach B'Yisrael, Yeshu B'Sukkot, right? You know, that's our safe space. All right, I hate to say our safe spaces, right? That's not to give credence to, you know, that's cause our soul, that, as Zohar says, Man de il migizra mishosh v'Yisrael, you know, only they sit in Sukkah. If a guy visits you in your Sukkah, he's not really in Sukkah. He's just, you know, behind some panels, you know. We're in the holy space of Sukkah, right? But we could come out of Sukkah on Hoshana Rabbah and move back into the house and not worry about losing our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we get our second word now, Chosam b'toch chosam. We've been doubly sealed. Mi bifnim and mi bachutz, right? Now we could go back into the house, and we never lose our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the same thing that gets us out of the final din, right? On the occasion of the Bria getting its chosam, that the chasim of Yom Kippur is being now imprinted. That's why, you know, Hoshana Rabbah and Yom Kippur are reciprocals. One's by day, one's by night. It's like on a chosam. You know, what bulges on the imprinted is indented, you know. That's Hoshana Rabbah, you know, Yom Kippur and Hoshana Rabbah, right? You know, the seal above and the second seal, and Am Yisrael's now Chosam B'toch Chosam, right? And that's what, you know, Kayadua, Shmini Atzeres Keneged Olam Haba. Right, the 7 days of Sukkot are Keneged Shita Feshnin Havi Alma V'Chad Choruf. And this is the critical seventh day. This is Keneged Chad Choruf. Right? On this day, you know, as it were, you know, this world's coming to an end. Because, you know, the 7 days of Sukkot, you know, represent, you know, the seven millennia of Olam Hazeh. And that's why the Goyim are there by Sukkot. Shivim Parok Neged Shivim Umos. We read in Haftar on the first day of Sukkot, L'Asilo, they have to come and celebrate Sukkot. They have to come. And if they don't come, they don't get rain. You know, it's... Because it's the time of the... it's the time when the whole Bria is being reformed. Right? And they're part of it. And they're there to prosecute. Why us? Why are we at the core of it? And they're on the periphery, and that's part of their kitrug, right? And all this shuts down on the seventh, like in the seventh millennium, everything shuts down. Chad Choruv, you know, this whole thing shuts down. You know, on Hoshana Rabbah, you know, this Reformation period has been closed. It's closed. You know, it has been. It's been imprinted already. The Petig has been Nimsar. Who's left? Just Am Yisrael's left, and that's the Lashon of the Medrash. Right, that the king made a suda for all the people, and then he and his son are left alone. Right, you know, everyone, all the guests went home, and he says, the Lashon king says, "Bo negalgel b'mashen nishar." Let's just enjoy whatever's left over. That's why it's par echad, serving leftovers. Well, Shmini Atzeres, it's Lashon Medrash. Bo negalgel b'mashen nishar. That's why it's only par echad, ayel echad, keneged uma yechida. Pshat is like this. All that's going to be left at the end of time. When this world shuts down, all the liberals are going with it. Right? 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 Yeah. When it shuts down in the seventh millennium, you know, only Klai is going to be left. Right? This, and that's why it's called the Suda Ketana, the Mida of Malchus that's so small. The Mida of Malchus. Right? That's all. That's the Nekudah that'll be left. That'll make it to the Elef HaShmini, which is what Shmini Atzeres. It's all that's going to be left from this whole world. Is this Nekuda Ketana? And we get the ability to survive, you know, when this whole framework, which the Goyim are a part of, is going to shut down. On Hoshana Rabbah, we get that Chosam B'toch Chosam. We're going to make it. We're going to make it, you know, that when all this shuts down, we will survive. We'll be there in Olam Haba. We'll be there in the Elef HaShmini. Right? That's why, you know, we could go back into the house that represents, you know, and that's what it means after Shmini Atzeres. After that, you know, you had a repulsion, had a problem. Kosher Lai Pudaschem. So why is it any better after Shmini Atzeres? You can miss me after 7 days together. You miss me even more after 8 days together. Shmini Atzeres represents that we're not separable from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? But you can only make that unbelievable transition. Right, that you're inseparable, and that's what the Atzeres is. Kanisha, we're always with him, right? And there's like, you know, we can't part, right? But this is what the pasuk says: Ten chelak l'shiva v'gam l'shmona. Chazal said, Ten chelak l'shiva is the shivas yimei asukas, v'gam l'shmona, right, is Shmini Atzeres. And the Zohar says, Less Shmini ela migoy shvi. You don't come to the eighth except going through seven first. Now the Zohar is not there to teach you simple math. Right, they need seven to get to eight. The pshat is like this, right? We can't get to Shmini Atzeres without the power of Hoshana Rabbah. We can't get there, right? Hoshana Rabbah is like a whole represents of how when the whole game of Olam Hazeh is over, we'll still be left. Right, that's what it represents. You know, it's if anyone who makes it through Hoshana Rabbah, if you make it through Hoshana Rabbah, you go to the eighth. You got to make it through. They don't make it through Hoshana Rabbah. But we will get that chosam, right? We get imprinted, you know, branded with the honor that we belong. Simeni kechosam alibecha, right? We get that brand. We get our chosam betoch chosam, right? We're the ones that could make it because we went through a Hoshana Rabbah, right? We go from Shvi to Shmini. If we do the avod of Hoshana Rabbah right, we graduate to a whole nother level, right? And the avoda is like, you know, total, you know, it's time to daven, but the ikra avoda is, you know, the total hisbatlus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the arava, and that's the arava, right? And that's what the Red Zinner says. That's why the Nevi'im didn't want to give it a din mitzvah, because this is something else. You know, we're in competition with them, who does more mitzvahs. And not only that, says the Red Zinner, the reason why Chazal were metaken birkas ha-mitzvah is that you have to remember Asher Kishon Mitzos. If you think you have koach to do mitzvahs, you're doing him favors. Asher Kishon, he gave you the koach to do mitzvahs. You've got to remember where the koach to do mitzvahs came from. The koach of Godol Mitzvah V'Oisa. You got it from the Tzivui. Right? That's why we need Birkas HaMitzvah. Over here, it's about the pashtus of the Yid. Mina Ganavim. Just the Yid, how he identifies himself. It's not a mitzvah. It's not an act that we're doing to serve him. Right? This is something else. It's about, you know, sense of identity. Who am I? Right? And the answer is, I'm nobody. I'm Malchus Shemayim. Nobody as an individual. Right? Leslie Migar Miklum. And they do everything Ligar Mayhu. And that's the amazing thing. Right? Sulu L'Rochev Ba'Ravas B'Koshmo. Right? Sulu L'Rochev Ba'Ravas. Right? Of course it's called Rochev Ba'Ravas. The highest Rukiah is called Aravas. So now in their model of the universe, that it was built of concentric circles, something very interesting. So the outermost ring, the Rukiah, is one edge is the highest, the other edge is the lowest. It goes all around reality. Right? That's in Chazal's and the Rambam's also picture of the universe. So Aravas reaches the highest place and also reaches the lowest place. It's the most outer rim of reality. Of course, who's above it all is called Rochev, Rochev Barovs. It's also called Rochev Shamayim Be'ezrecha, that Kavyocho, you know, we're the players, that we Kavyocho help HaKadosh Baruch Hu run the world with our mitzvahs and our veras, but it's all Aravas, right? The Aravas on the one hand is the lowest Madrega, one aspect of the rim reaches the lowest point, right? But the other aspect of the rim is the highest point, because our lowest is our highest. Sofam Noetz Betchilason, the Pashtus of a Yid. Right, as much as it represents low, you know, no Torah and no Yerush, you know, no Torah, no mitzvahs, but that essence that the Torah and mitzvahs are added to, that the Torah and mitzvahs is piled on top of, that essence is just there for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just there for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not for itself, right? And that's our bailout, and that's why we're in a whole different category. And that's why we were chosen and we were given mitzvahs and not them. Right? Because of this difference in perception of self. Right? So it's even the lowest, but it's also the highest. Rochev Ba'Aravas. It is the day of the Arava. It is the day of the Arava. Right? And it's, even though it's the lowest, and that's where the klipas could sometimes cling to. Right? That's why we have to sweat the Aravas to get the forces of evil, shake it off from there. Right? But that pure essence, that, you know, so simple. Right, but it's also so high, right? This is because it's the essential difference between Am Yisrael and the Goyim, the essential difference, as opposed to our Tariq versus their Shemitz. Is that's a difference in what we do. The difference that comes out of Shabbat is the difference in who we are. The essential difference. Rosh should help. You know, we shall be nechtam. Get our chasima. The final chasima could be all the toiv and which daven. Should be all the yeshuas and a good kvito and all yeshuas and brachas for klai.
Amen.